Are you a leader? If so, which leadership style do you have? Is it one that's going to inspire people, or are you demotivating your staff every time you open your mouth? According to Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy, there are 10 different leadership styles. We'll start at number one with transactional leadership.
From a leader's or manager's perspective, what he or she might consider to be a mutual exchange. So this might even be considered as more of a management style as opposed to a leadership style because it's transactional. We're looking at the management, therefore, of projects more so than the leadership of people. It's almost the equivalent of I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. Number two would be autocratic leadership. This might be considered to be dictatorial. Transactional leadership, practiced to the extreme, is what autocratic leadership is all about. This is where the team members or subordinates themselves almost do not have any rights. They're not given any opportunity to creatively think or problem solve. They are merely expected just to deliver. And this is where the leader has absolute control over his or her jurisdiction. It can be almost equated to the leadership style of army generals.
And what about charismatic leaders?
Well, charismatic leadership would be where we see the leader now as a guru. The leader's entertaining, they can be fun, they're highly motivational, they're inspirational. The only potential drawback is that sometimes they can be so self-absorbed that they tend to neglect the needs of the team. Number four would be bureaucratic leadership. This is where there's a significant amount of red tape in the organization. There might be a need for ensuring that certain procedures are complied to with regard to security purposes, or even food and hygiene companies, perhaps, or even in the NHS. This is really where the work environment itself has an absolute need for strict adherence to established rules and regulations. Number five would be democratic leadership. Now, this would be the antithesis of both the autocratic and bureaucratic leadership styles, and sometimes, in fact, known as participative leadership. Leaders would recognize that all team members themselves have a need to express autonomy as far as creativity is concerned. This helps to maintain a consistency within team morale and team performance. Laissez-faire leadership. The leadership style itself is characterized by utmost leniency on part of the leader or manager. Employees themselves are pretty much just left to their own devices. So you get on and just do what it is that I've given to you because I trust you to do it. And with a laissez-faire leadership style, there is a great deal of trust of the employees, of the team members involved in this approach.
And what about those leaders who are much more focused on the task than anything else?
There are going to come times where the leader has pressing deadlines, they have goals in the workplace that need to be met. There are times when your leadership style might have to switch from one of the six that we've just mentioned to a task-oriented leadership style. This is where now the focus and the attention of the leader and the team needs to be on the absolute execution of this particular goal. So deadline and output and quality of the output are of the essence. These, if you will, serve as exact barometers of the employee merits themselves, and use, therefore, for later KPIs, key performance indicators. We also have people-oriented leadership at number eight. This would be the opposite end of task-oriented leadership because the leader is more concerned with influencing and guiding and motivating the team who are executing the projects at hand. Leaders now will encourage team building, they will encourage game playing and staff development activities. There's a great deal here of camaraderie, there's collaboration, there's a lot more conversation and discussion going on, and team dynamics very much are the focus and the priority for this particular type of leader.
And finally, numbers 9 and 10.
Number 9 would be servant leadership. This is where the leader has an unrivaled benevolence. The leader recognizes that the team are just as important or even more important than the leader. So the leader's attitude, therefore, is what can I do for you to make this actually happen? There's a great deal of selflessness involved. And one might even see that the style itself perhaps is highly ethical and moral. Number 10, now we're looking at transformational leadership. According to many leadership training gurus, it's transformational leadership that would be the one most recommended. Simply because it's almost as if you are synthesizing all of the good attributes of all those other leadership styles. You're taking very much so the nature and the need for goals to be achieved, plans to be executed, team members' needs to be met, ethics, personal responsibility, action needs to be incorporated. This is where the leader will naturally want to encourage the potential of each and every team member that he or she is a leader of.
That's Nicholas Hill from the Hill Consultancy. For more information, see nicholashill.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.